The story of Martha and Mary is a familiar one. Most of us have heard it before, and we've been taught lessons about busyness and how it should not subtract from attention to the Lord, and that's all fine. But there really are some important nuances to the story that should help us understand better what Jesus is saying and why he seems to take the side of Mary over Martha. I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember. Years ago in many churches, the men sat on one side and the women on another. Any of you remember that? You're some really old people. Or when they went downstairs for coffee afterwards, the men were on one side, women on another. Imagine in that scenario, a woman getting up and going over and sitting with the men. Everyone would have been astounded. How can she do that? What is she doing? Well, at the culture at the time of Jesus, the rules of hospitality were very demanding. A woman could not be in a room with men who were having a discussion. Only men could talk to other men. The women could serve the food and prepare it, but they had to stay in the other room. So in our gospel today, Mary is bold enough to go in where the men are and sit at the feet of Jesus. So Martha comes, and Martha isn't saying, "Make her help me with my work." Martha's saying, "How do I relieve the tension? How do I get Mary out of this scenario so she doesn't get in trouble?" So she suggests to Jesus that maybe Mary could come and help her with her work. It isn't because she's concerned about having so much work to do. She's concerned about Mary. Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried about many things." And it was true. What worried her most was not her work. What worried her most was following the guidelines that were set up in the culture. The rules of hospitality. The rules of the culture. And Jesus says to her, "Let your anxiety, let your burdens be set aside. The most important thing is being attentive to the presence of God among us." And that's what we attempt to do today as we come together. Be attentive to the presence of God right here, now, with us. And we can't get lost and start making rules more important than people. That's what Mary did, or what Martha did. She made the rules of how you had to act more important than something else. And Jesus tries to guide her away to let go of her anxiety. We say a prayer during the Mass: "Protect us from all anxiety. Grant us peace." And it's what we want the Lord to be able to have happen in our lives, to do for us. But we have to do it for ourselves. We have to make a decision that rules aren't more important than people, that people come first. And of course, into many of our minds come these terrible scenarios. We say, well, the whole culture is going to fall apart and the world's just going to collapse because we're making people more important than rules. But in actuality, better things can happen. So as we celebrate our Mass today, we come here, all of us different, all with different backgrounds and experiences, with different cultures, with different attitudes and beliefs, but we are one in that we all come to the table of the Lord to celebrate the Lord's presence among us. And we carry the Lord with us wherever we go. And if we can do that and make people more important than things or busyness, then we will have gotten the lesson. Martha shouldn't be diminished because she cared about Mary. Jesus says to her that she needs to also care about herself because she was excusing herself from being attentive to the Lord. Other activities were becoming more important. In our lives, we have to be sure that the presence of God matters more than following a lot of guidelines and rules that we think bring the presence of God. That isn't true. God is already with us, here, now, in our lives, a part of us. And we need to celebrate that and honor that. We come together to give belief to the greatest gift we have ever received, God's love for us, and to make that the most important thing in our lives.